Vladimir Putin offers Zelensky meeting in Moscow after showering Ukraine with drones and missiles. By John Hayward on September 4, 2025. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday he was still interested in peace negotiations with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and invited him to hold such a meeting in Moscow. Zelensky is unlikely to accept the invitation, both out of concern for his own safety and anger at Putin's steadily escalating attacks on Ukrainian cities. Putin claimed at a news conference in Beijing, where he attended China's World War II victory parade, that he has always been prepared to meet with Zelensky. "I have never refused this, provided the meeting is well prepared and can lead to some positive potential outcomes," Putin said. "Donald asked me if I could possibly arrange such a meeting," he continued, referring to U.S. President Donald Trump. "I replied that yes, it's possible. Ultimately, if Zelensky is ready, let him come to Moscow. Then the meeting will take place." Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha quickly scoffed at Putin's remarks, accusing the Russian president of constantly scuttling the negotiations he claims to want so much. He dismissed the notion of Zelensky walking into Putin's lair in Moscow for a one-on-one meeting as risible. "Right now, at least seven countries are ready to host a meeting between the leaders of Ukraine and Russia to bring an end to the war. Austria, the Holy See, Switzerland, Turkey, and three Gulf states," Sybiha noted. "These are serious proposals and President Zelensky is ready for such a meeting at any point of time." Yet, Putin continues to mess around with everyone by making knowingly unacceptable proposals, he said. Zelensky himself sarcastically dismissed Putin's offer on Thursday. "If you want the meeting to not happen, you should invite me to Moscow," sneered the Ukrainian leader and former comedian. "Our American partners told us that Putin invited me to Moscow, and I believe that if you want to avoid a meeting, you should invite me to Moscow," he said. Zelensky said it was encouraging that Putin was at least talking about holding peace talks, even if his recent actions suggested he was not eager to end the conflict. "Russia has started talking about a meeting, which is already not bad. But, so far, we do not see their desire to end the war. And adult leaders should come out of a meeting of this level with some kind of result, preferably the end of the war," he said. Russia launched 502 drones and 24 missiles at Ukraine last night, according to the Ukrainian Air Force, which said it was able to intercept 430 of the drones and 21 of the missiles. Explosive impacts and damage from falling debris were reported at dozens of locations. At least one of the Russian drones hit Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv, which was also targeted with a massive bombardment on Sunday. Zelensky denounced the Russian strikes as demonstrative and cynical as they were timed to coincide with his meetings with Trump and European leaders this week. "The Russian war machine continues to destroy lives despite everything. Putin will commit demonstrative killings to maintain pressure on Ukraine and Europe, as well as to humiliate diplomatic efforts," he said.